This is another audio-only podcast. The section that we're going to deal with is a series of accounting ratios. And we're going to be looking at these for a couple of different reasons. One, we need to circle back around to the material that we just looked at on our three main accounting documents. Basically, it's a way of reinforcing what you learned and getting a better understanding on how these parts relate to each other. So how assets can actually create revenue and how those two are connected with each other. Second, what we need to do is create a better connection with personal finance, and you're going to find out that these accounting ratios are things that are commonly used to interpret firms if you're considering buying individual stocks. And then third, what we're actually trying to do is interpret these accounting ratios as a kind of non-probabilistic risk assessment. And that non-probabilistic part is really important because you can actually start to get a measure for a lot of the risks that we're concerned with. Things like, will a person pay on time, or can you collect a principal from someone that you've lent money to? You can actually associate probabilities with those. But unfortunately, most people don't interpret probabilities well. They don't understand all the implications. Now, the classic example I have of this one is, and when we're in class, I usually get to ask this, is I ask a random person, what is the probability that you're going to die today? And I get a kind of a large variety of answers. But people will tell me things like, oh, it's about 1%, or it's a tenth of a percent. And what happens is they don't realize the implication. And if they say something like 1%, and yes, I do hear that response quite a bit, it means that your average life expectancy is 100 days. And that means that you're likely to do things very different. So they see that 1% is something which is incredibly rare, but they don't see the consequence of it. They don't see that inverse, which is the important part, is that on average, it'll only happen, you're only going to live for about 100 days. Now, our treatments of probability then get even worse from that point, because you can disentangle that probability of death and try to break it up in other pieces. And so I can follow up those kinds of questions with, say, well, what is the probability that you're going to die in an automobile accident? What is the probability that you're going to die by suicide? What is the probability that you're going to die by homicide? What is the probability that you're going to die from, like, a parasitic infection? What is your probability that you're going to die in a swimming accident, and so on down the line? And the other thing that turns out on how we're not very good at handling the probabilities is if you start adding up the probabilities of all those events, they commonly add up to much more than the probability of death by itself. And this discounts the chances that, you know, you're going to be trying to commit suicide and somebody will shoot you or something along those lines. But again, we don't handle probabilities well. So what accounting ratios are going to allow us to do is get a mapping to a risk and a measurement of a risk without having to deal with the probabilities directly and also the thought mistakes that occur with probabilities themselves. Now, when you investigate each one of these ratios, the thing that I want to point out to you is because we don't map exactly to probabilities, a lot of these ratios and what is normal for these ratios is going to be extremely industry-specific. And so it's going to be that you're going to have to look at what good and bad is relative to industry alone. So you can compare firms within an industry, but you can't compare between industries. Let me give you a quick example. Is a little bit later on, we may go ahead and look at a ratio that has to do with, what's a good one to use for this one? Inventory turnover. And inventory turnover, when we take a look at it, is a measurement in the numerator is going to be total revenue, and in the denominator is going to be your inventory balance. And so you're looking at how big your inventory is relative to sales. Now, for some firms, this is always going to be really, 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 really small because that's the way it is for that industry. Now, the best example I have of an industry that keeps relatively small inventories relative to their sales is going to be the fast food industry. And so if you have visited a downtown fast food place like a McDonald's or a Jack in the Box, you'll see food deliveries coming in three times a day, filling up this giant freezer, and then what they do is they'll cook through it three times a day. So they're turning over their inventory three times a day, and that kind of turnover is really, really, really common in fast food industry, and similar things happen in all sorts of restaurants. You cook through your inventory, mostly because you don't want to have a three-week-old tomato there. But if you go to other industries, you're going to find out that that inventory stays there for longer. It's large relative to their daily sales. And the example I usually do use for this one, just because I'm forced to do this about once a year, is going to a antique store. About once a year, I get taken to an antique store, and we go in there, and I swear every single time that some of the stuff that was there last year is still there today. It doesn't turn over very much. And the joke I usually make to myself is that, well, they bought it new and then they slowly turned it into an antique. So again, we're looking at these differences in what a kind of inventory turnover ratio, which is the ratio of sales to revenue, they're going to be different across industries. And the similar things are going to be true for all sorts of our ratios. So remember, you can compare banks with banks, you compare grocery stores with grocery stores, but you can't ever compare a bank with a grocery store.